USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical-type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
While the border crisis continues with no intervention by the feds, Texas is calling out the big boys and girls. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the National Guard to help out at the Mexican border. The Republican governor sending a letter to the Texas National Guard on Tuesday saying DPS needs all the help they can capturing illegal immigrants. And when it comes to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News some questions he has for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
What I'm asking the Homeland Security Secretary to do is to tell me and the American people, of the million people you've apprehended, how many of them have been released into the United States? How many of them do you test? What's the positive rate? What's the system in place to test people before they're released into the United States?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News, deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, I think, coming out from Hutchinson and Emory that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important, and that's why we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the deaths are not. The deaths are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.